Opinions expressed on this radio program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station.
Todd never sugarcoats it. Does he tell it straight? You bet. Does he deliver with a sense of humor? Always.
I always start my Sunday mornings off listening to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. It has tons of information, and he has such a great sense of humor.
My friends and I always tune in to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Hold on tight. Don't let go. It's time for the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Good morning, good evening, and good night. Happy post-Thanksgiving. I am attorney Todd L. Levitt, broadcasting full of turkey in the middle of the mitten in a beautiful nutrient. It's green. It's a little snowy, depending where we're at. Craig Russell, the mothership looks great. The field looks great. We're a law show. It's post-Thanksgiving. Welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Dude, I'm stuffed.
I am.
You have no idea.
Stuffed?
You have no idea.
Yeah,
for starters.
Yes.
Something we're going to talk about on the show a little bit. I don't know if you've ever done this or ever had this, but the people who make stovetop stuffing were selling stuffing pants. Basically, they were pants with an adjustable waistband.
Oh, stuffing pants.
Pants you could eat and you would feel comfortable in. I had a pair of those.
That's a great gift.
Oh, my goodness.
You want to know another great gift?
What's that?
And by the way, I just want to give a big shout out before I tell you what's a great gift.
Okay.
To all the family members who are traveling throughout.
Yes.
Wherever you're out in the country listening to the show, because we are podcasted, or in the listening area here on Black Diamond Group, which is Rock 105, 95.5, 98.5 UPS. I mean, we're broadcasting worldwide.
Well, here's another thing.
I just want everyone to have a safe trip.
Yep.
We are a law show. I am attorney Todd L. Levitt out of Mount Pleasant, Michigan. First 12 years in Metro Detroit. Born in a D. Berkeley High, class 83. Just wanted to get that out because we might have some people tuning in for the first time and saying, who are those guys?
That's great.
And so that's what I want to say.
Here's another thing you can do. You know, you can not only when you do the podcast, but let's say you know you've got a long trip in the car, 8 hours in the car, and you've got your phone, you got your earbuds or whatever. Download a few episodes of the podcast from the past and get acquainted with the show. Figure out what we're all about. It's the best time to listen to the shows when you're in the car and, you know, it's you get a boring ride in the middle of nowhere. Listen to the show on the podcast.
And especially last week's show. Last week's show, we covered, folks. We're not going to go over it, but if you missed last week's show, we talked about Second Amendment rights in schools, churches, preschools, colleges. We talked about Obamacare. I went on a rampage about how I'm just, what?
I'm holding up. What am I holding up?
You're holding up seven fingers.
Seven phone calls we got on Monday morning alone about the show.
Yeah.
Alone.
Yeah.
Just about the ranting and the raving.
Yeah, it wasn't just bad calls.
No, not all. And there was one that was a little out there, a little touchy.
I'm a defense attorney. Yeah. Almost 24 years now.
I know.
I advocate for the people, and I see what the people go through. And I'll never stop advocating for the people on behalf of the people. We're not Democrats or Republicans. What are we?
We're Americans.
And we love Motley Crue. We open up with girls, girls, girls.
How can you not be an American without
How's that for
Motley
a transition?
Crue? That was something.
Yeah,
Let me tell you.
Did ask me a question before the show.
Well, you know, every time you've got one of these Malta mocha latte things with like 62 things, or you're drinking a Mountain Dew or whatever, like, you never have a lid on any of these cups. Why is that? Why do you never have a lid on any of the tops on any of these cups of coffee or pop or anything you're drinking?
It's funny you should ask me that.
Okay.
Because people often ask me that when I go to gas stations and or I get a Mountain Dew or whatnot.
All right.
They always say, why don't you put a lid on that?
Right.
Let me give you a simple answer.
Okay.
when I get, let's say you're getting a big cup of delicious Mountain Dew or Diet or whatever you're drinking.
Right.
Put a little ice in it.
Sure.
Fill it up.
Right.
I love the feel of the coldness and the taste on my lips and mouth. I don't want to just sip through a straw and have it go directly into my throat. I like the whole experience of my palate outside my lips and surrounding my mouth. And it applies to coffee. It applies to something hot, something cold. Don't you just love the feel of the ice hitting your face and the soda hitting your face?
Well,
that's why I don't have lids. Now, it's been very reckless when I'm driving my truck.
I have spilled more
sodas and coffees, but I'm just saying I love that feeling. So I don't have lids. I'm not a lid guy.
Here's the other part of that, too. Most dentists will tell you your more problems you have with your tooth and tooth decay is from drinking beverages like that. If you have, you sip at a straw, it misses your teeth and it goes in the back and just goes down into your throat.
I have to get one of my back teeth. I'd get it yanked and cranked right out of there. It's going to get cranked and yanked right out of my mouth, but my dentist says it's not one that I use.
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show, cranking and yanking.
Cranking and yanking the tooth here.
I don't know if we can actually talk about
that. But back to the no lids. And here's another complaint of mine.
Okay.
When I go to an ice machine,
right?
Why can't they have ice machines that actually crushes the ice and it's more crushed up until, you know, little ice bits as opposed to these big chunks. Have you ever gone to a soda machine or pop machine and it's crushed ice? I love crushed ice.
There are your Circle K gas stations.
Of course.
Go there. Find a Circle K. They have cubed ice and crushed ice.
Do you like Gladiators?
Have you ever seen a grown
man? No, where's there a Circle K?
Circle K. I want to say Bay City, Saginaw. There,
so you're telling me after the show here, the law show,
yep.
You want me to drive all the way to Bay City, Saginaw just to get crushed ice?
That's exactly
how about I go to the local gas station and just buy a bag of ice and just drop it on the ground and smash it and just get my own crushed ice?
You're answering your own question.
I know,
man.
I just did. Hey, by the way, kudos to the state of New York.
Okay.
Because on Veterans Day,
okay,
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a package, legislative package, that now allows individuals suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder to acquire and utilize medical marijuana as treatment in the Empire State. It's effective immediately, and it's going to help our veterans. New York, the state of New York, is home to 838,000 veterans.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm so happy that New York is moving forward, being very progressive, and Governor Cuomo is now allowing vets to get access to medical marijuana as treatment.
And between PTSD and also a lot of the horrors of war that veterans have come back from, veterans probably, maybe more so than any other segment of the population, have lots of pain issues, lots of medical issues. And that's where medicinal marijuana comes in and cannabis comes in. That's the, whenever you were talking about medicine, that's the medicine you're talking about. And there's a lot of people, especially a lot of vets, who need that. So that's a good thing. Good job, New York.
Yep. And this is the Todd L. Levitt Show featuring Craig Russell from The Morning Hustle on 98.5 UPS. How many mornings out of the week are you on the air?
I'm on every morning of the week.
Yeah, 8 days a week.
That's right. Sometimes nine.
You really are, though.
I am.
And when I'm on my way to Jay Sporting Goods, because I love Jay Sporting Goods.
Right.
I'm always calling you.
I know you are.
I'm always calling for a request.
Bugging.
What's my number one request? Come on, what is it?
I can tell you what it is.
Yeah, if we're on a show and we're about to win $1 million, what is it?
Lola. La 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 Lola. La 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 Lola.
Ray Davies and the Kinks.
I met her in a
bar down in New Orleans. Something.
She went. Cola.
La 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 Lola.
We really should look at the words.
Oh, man. Dan, 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 dan.
Hey, it's no Motley Crue, but man,
yeah, oh, we're killing it with girls, girls, girls today.
I know.
I mean, seriously.
I know.
But so here, I had another question from another listener.
Okay.
I got another email.
All right.
And you can send your emails to centralmichiganlawyer@gmail.com.
Yes, please do.
centralmichiganlawyer@gmail.com. The question was, is there such thing as a DUI?
That would be driving under the influence.
Right. So
would there not be such a thing?
You know, in the state of Michigan, if you're in Michigan, and every state calls it something different.
Right.
It's pretty similar. The state of Michigan, there's four separate charges, actually five, for operating a motor vehicle under the influence.
Okay.
The first one is if you're under the age of 21, you can be charged with zero tolerance.
Right.
So if you're under 21, you cannot have a blood alcohol of any content in your system if you're operating a motor vehicle in the state of Michigan. That's under 21.
Correct.
Now, if you go from that point up, you can be charged with operating while visibly impaired, okay, which is a 4.93-day misdemeanor, OWVI.
Okay.
Operating while visibly impaired is what people refer to as a DUI. When you're pulled over, if it's not over, if it's not a super drunk over 0.17, you might just be charged with OWI, operating while intoxicated, okay, 6.93-day misdemeanor, first offense.
Oh.
You, typically, if you're guilty, those get reduced down to the impaired. So those will get. So a lot of times people will say, oh, I got convicted of a DUI.
Right.
So we use that term loosely.
Right.
So you got the under 21 with a BAC. You've got the operating while visibly impaired, 4 points, 93-day misdemeanor with a 90-day restricted license. You've got operating while intoxicated in the state of Michigan, which is a 6.93-day misdemeanor that carries a 6-month restricted license with a hard 30-day suspension. And then you have super drunk, high BAC law, which is number 4 on the list, 0.17 or higher. That carries up to a year and a year suspension of your driving privileges with a hard 45-day suspension with an ignition interlock device that we always talk about after 45 days for the rest of the year if you choose to drive with a restricted license. If you're convicted of high BAC and you lose your license for a year, there are restrictions available. And now, which has been on the books, there's operating with the presence of controlled substance, impaired by controlled substance, which carries higher penalties, fines, costs, and driving restrictions. I know that's a lot for the listeners.
It is a lot.
But I'm just trying to get it out there before we go to break.
Well, here's something I'm going to tell you.
Because I specialize in drinking and driving offenses.
I understand.
I'm a trial attorney.
This is your wheelhouse. I get that. But you know what? You talked for about 4 minutes straight there, and people could just not drink and drive or have any alcohol in their system when they get behind a wheel and save themselves a whole lot of trouble.
A whole lot of trouble.
A whole lot.
When you're home, do not leave.
Yeah.
Do not go to Taco Bell.
No.
No.
Get somebody to go for you.
No, do not.
Call Lyft and have them go get it for you.
Yeah.
Or Uber or whatever.
Yeah.
Don't do it yourself.
Drink and drive.
No.
It's a bad idea. And stop someone from drinking and driving.
And on top of it, around this time of year with the holidays, friends and family, and you might not make the best choices, don't do it.
Just
think about it.
Yeah.
Think about the consequences of your actions before you do them.
I've taken drinking and driving cases to trial. Very difficult cases.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, extreme. You have to have facts that justify going to trial. Look, I'm a trial attorney.
Right.
And I'd like to
think. And a good one, too.
Thank you.
And a good one.
And I love picking a jury, voir direing a jury pool, you know, cross-examining witnesses. I'd rather not have to go to trial. I'd rather file a motion and have someone dismiss, you know, pretrial motions. But if you have to go to trial, you go to trial. Can't be afraid to go to trial.
No.
But my point is, drinking and driving cases, very difficult at trial. I mean, if there's a reason for the officer to be there and you make a statement that you were consuming alcohol prior to getting behind the wheel, and you didn't drink after they stopped you, and they have probable cause to place you under arrest to take that chemical test, and it's 0.08 or higher if you're 21 and over, very difficult. Most of the time, you're mitigating the damages.
Can I tell you something?
That's a lot of info.
It is. Can I tell you something? You know, we were just talking about that you're a good lawyer. Can I tell you something? One of the complaint calls that people called on last Monday morning, can I tell you this?
Go right ahead.
One guy said to me, and I'll never forget this till the day I die. He said, quote, "That Todd L. Lovett sounds like a good lawyer. He sounds like he could get Stevie Wonder a driver's license." And I believe that. I think you got the juice, man. That's what I think. That's what the guy said. And I'm like, He said that?
Oh. I specialize in driver's license restoration, but here's the thing. If somebody is without a driver's license and they live out of state, so if you are a Michigan resident and you lost your license in the state of Michigan and you move out of state thinking you're going to get a license in another state, guess what? No. All 50 states are online together, but in order to drive with a driver's license in the state of Florida, Ohio, Illinois, Arizona, wherever you live, California, you first have to get Michigan to set aside the denial and revocation and reinstate your privileges here so it opens up the door for you in the state you currently reside in.
Now, do you take care of that stuff too?
Yeah, we do out-of-state restorations.
Okay.
But here's the thing. We're not going to take a case unless we think, and we don't make any promises.
Right.
You hire us, I'm going to tell you, I don't promise you anything.
Right.
You'll always hear lawyers advertising on the radio that say, oh, I get this percentage and that percentage,
and
you know.
TV too.
You know, and I can do this, and I can do that. I would never promise you anything. You hire me, guess what? I'm not promising you a darn thing. You hire me, I'll tell you my opinion. If it's a case I'm taking and I'm confident, let's get you some results, and then you thank me. But I'm not going to tell you up front, we're going to do this.
No.
You see?
No,
I'm not promising you anything.
No, that's good. And that's
because
good.
I don't think anybody should promise anybody anything. And that brings me to another complaint.
Okay.
Well, I got a complaint.
Well, I know one of the complaints you
have. No, you don't know what's
coming. I
know
this one, that we have to take too many breaks.
I have a complaint.
I'm kidding.
You just almost hit me with a rubber band.
I did almost.
What was that?
That was me playing with a rubber band.
I knew it was coming my way.
I know.
I have to take a drink from my soda without a lid.
And we have to take a break.
And come back with girls, girls, girls.
And then you can have another complaint.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show post-Thanksgiving, coming back strong this week with Motley Crue, Girls, Girls, Girls. My other favorite lady song is David Lee Roth, West Coast Girls.
California Girls.
The West Coast girls are hip. I really dig the styles they wear.
It's called California Girls, originally by the Beach Boys.
Come on. And the Southern girls with the way they walk.
They knock me out
when I'm down there.
I wish they
all
would be California girls.
We should not sing.
Ever.
But you know what?
You do it every week.
I don't care. You want to know why?
This is your show.
Because I love singing.
Your show.
No, but hold on. Most of us do not know how to sing. Would you agree?
I would agree with that.
Okay, so if the majority of us don't know how to sing, then maybe to the majority of people, we sound really good.
That's possible.
Because we sound like everybody else.
I can't mess with that logic, man.
That's what I'm saying.
How much did you eat turkey this weekend? Would you have? I'm still eating turkey sandwiches. I had one for breakfast.
I can't do leftovers.
Really?
No.
Oh, sometimes the leftovers better than the turkey itself.
You know what? Something really weird?
What?
I don't eat turkey on Thanksgiving.
Really?
No, because I eat turkey all year.
Oh, okay.
So I eat pizza.
You eat that kind of turkey, though? You know, because there's two different. You get turkey, like deli turkey. That's way different from making a turkey and eating slices of turkey out.
I make deli sandwiches all year long.
Right.
I go to Kroger. I get mesquite smoked turkey, shaved.
Ooh.
I want it shaved.
That sounds good.
I put it on some toasted rye bread with Thousand Island, coleslaw, bacon. And it's called a Dinty Moore. It's a deli sandwich from New York. Did you hear that, folks?
I did hear that.
Did you hear that? Smoked turkey, bacon, coleslaw, Thousand Island, and it's a Dinty Moore.
I thought Dinty Moore made stew.
No, it's just a Dinty Moore deli sandwich.
No. Dinty Moore
was a can of stew. I'm T-O double deli D.
Really? You're the T-O deli. What the hell did you call yourself?
T-O double deli D.
Okay.
You want to hear my complaint?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Tell me your complaint. Oh,
2 weeks back on Todd L. Levitt Law Show. I'm attorney Todd L. Levitt if you're just tuning in.
That's right.
I talked about the Iceman and how people are good.
Yep, we did talk about
people
that.
People are good when they're in a group enjoying the same
activities. Yeah, same.
And people,
same chosen
people look out for each other
in
time of disasters and crisis.
People come together.
People
are generally good.
But here's how I feel about people aside from that.
All right.
I feel that there's not enough people out there with honor. I'm not talking about veterans. I'm talking about if somebody tells you they're going to do something, they should do it.
Agreed.
If they promise you something, they should try to follow through on it.
Now
people, hold on, Craig.
Okay.
We have different layers of friendships out
there. Sure.
Okay, right? We have our very close friends and family.
Do anything
maybe
for, kill
Maybe one
for.
Or two or three or four you can trust.
Yep.
Then you have another layer. You have coworkers. You
We're
have
friends.
You have acquaintances from business.
Yep.
You have social friends.
Yep.
How many people can you really trust? People will screw you so fast. They'll tell you they're going to do something, and they won't do it. I had somebody, I'm just going to give an example.
Okay.
I had somebody tell me that they would notify me about something. I'm just saying something.
Okay.
And it's something that I wanted to buy.
All right.
I'm just going to say that. I wanted to purchase something.
And that person was going to tell you
this person,
when it was available?
This person was an agent. A sales agent.
Okay.
Okay? A real estate agent.
Okay.
I wanted this piece of property.
All right.
This person told me. Okay. And I liked this person. Did you hear what I said? Past tense?
Liked.
Liked this person.
Keyword.
We had a good relationship. They would call me, ask me legal questions. I would never charge them because I'm an honorable guy. They gave me their word and said, if somebody makes an offer on that property, we'll contact you immediately and you can counter.
Okay.
What do you think happened?
That somebody made an offer on the property and they sold it to him.
You think they ever told me?
No.
You got it.
That's right.
Okay. What? And I said to myself, where's the honor? Where's honor in men and women today? How many of you out there have been told by somebody that they're going to do something for you or promised you something that maybe they shouldn't, and they never follow through? People will screw you so fast. They will bird dog you. They will do things that are in their own interest. And you know, there's just, I'm a guy of honor. I'm a traditional guy. I'm an old school guy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, a handshake. I mean, that's the school we come from.
Right.
That's how we were raised. Honor and code. I'm just tired. That really pissed me off.
See, now this all goes back to what you were saying at the end of the last segment about how you won't tell, you're not going to promise anything to anybody when they come in. It all comes back to that. You're going to tell them the honest to God truth. If you don't think you can win that case, you don't think they have a case, you're going to tell them.
I'm not going to give you false expectations.
Exactly.
Because people have false expectations.
Mm-hmm.
My point is, look, people will screw you left and right. Family screws family. Friends screw friends. I mean, I'm thankful that I have a great group of men and women who I trust to a certain extent.
Sure.
And then I have those, you know, like my sister, you know, coworkers, some close family, my cousin AZ, Piz Dog,
right?
You know, G Money.
They're the people who would do anything for you, and you would do anything for them.
Look, if my close group of loyal friends, okay, Biker Bob,
sure,
Biker Bob, another one of my guys, you know, Corey, if they tell me at 3 a.m. My close group. I'm talking about the closest group.
Right.
They need me to go somewhere. I don't ask. I go.
Yep.
That's loyalty. If I call Craig Russell 3 a.m. and say, Craig, I need you to be here right here. Are you questioning me or are you coming?
I'm getting in the car and coming.
No, come on. Be serious.
No, seriously.
That's what you call loyalty and honor.
Yep. And
okay?
I would agree there's not a lot of that left anymore. But I also think
you don't do that for everybody. It depends on what level of relationships you have with people.
But there's the thing. I think we're, as a society, getting away from having those close personal relationships
because of the internet.
Because of the internet.
And TV.
You have a lot more
TV.
Acquaintances, a lot more social friends, and a lot less close. I would much rather have a circle of about a half a dozen really close, and I would do anything for, die for friends than to have whole scads of thousands of friends on Facebook.
But here's the thing.
I barely ever talk to
them. I make it very clear to people. Okay. I mean, everybody that, and you can't be friends with everybody.
No.
There's no time.
No.
There's no time. In fact, I tell people, don't invite me to weddings. Don't invite me because I'm not coming.
Yeah.
I'm being serious.
No, I know.
This is Todd's time.
I know.
So if somebody invites me, it's like being on a plane. Let's call each other.
I think the only
way. It's not going
to
happen.
If I ever get remarried, I think the only way I'll get you to my wedding is to make you like my best man or something. That'd probably be the only way.
Not happening.
Really? Okay.
No.
Well, then never mind.
In fact, don't send her a picture.
Screw you. I'm not going
to
your wedding.
I'd be your best man, but you're never getting married. Let's just face it. Look.
You're probably right. That's probably happening.
But here's what I'm saying.
Okay.
You got to keep people. You can be friends with as many people as you want. You can have relationships with as many people as you want. But it's very important to define those relationships in the way you communicate with people and let them know just through your communications, your body language, that this is as close as it's getting.
Yeah.
You can still consider yourself good friends. Okay. I have a lot of good friends in and around mid-Michigan. Yeah. I mean, I could sit here right now on the radio and name a lot of good people. Frank Bailey, my buddy Frank, loyal. I got some loyal friends out there.
Right.
Okay.
You also got some good friends who maybe are good, but they're not the ones you're going to drop everything for and take a bullet for.
I'm talking how many men and women in your life, Craig Russell and listeners, if they said to you, without questioning, I need you to be here. Okay, I'm not asking you. I'm telling you. Okay.
Yeah, about a half a dozen. I'm
okay. Same here. Same.
About a half a dozen.
Okay. Let's put aside kids and wife.
Right.
Set aside your sisters, well, your mothers.
I'm not going to get married, no. So I'm
hold on
have
a second.
Wife.
Forget about your immediate family. Okay. Forget about your immediate. I'm talking
friends.
Friends.
People you're not related to.
Well, my cousins, first cousins are
okay
because we're family.
But it's not
and we're
your,
very
it's not your
loyal.
Children. It's not your mom.
But my family's loyal.
Right.
But for okay, let's set aside cousins. Forget the cousins.
Okay.
How many people?
I'd still have six because I don't have any brothers and sisters. I don't have a lot of close cousins. I don't have a lot of close family.
I'd say 3 to 5 for me.
Sure. It's about that.
Family.
About that. Yeah. About
that if they said Todd, like I would just travel across the world for them.
Right.
And they do the same for me.
Yep.
But here's the thing. I'm talking just in business in general, honor. I just think there's not a lot of honor. There's a lot of honorable men and women. Our veterans are honorable.
Sure.
Law enforcement, sure. Judges. I mean, I have a lot of people I know that I have a lot of respect for. But I'm talking, there's too many people out there that will, you know, in business. I'm talking business and certain relationships that will say certain things and they will screw you and not follow through. And it just, what happened to honor?
You ever been to a store or a mall and they've got one of those coin things? You put a coin and it circles around, and it goes and it drops.
I used to work at the Oakland Mall when I was
a
kid.
Exactly. So one of those things?
Yeah.
That's what this all funnels into. All of these complaints that you have all funnel into the bucket, and the bucket is the golden rule. Do unto others as you'd have them do to you.
But people don't follow that.
Treat people the way you want to be treated. I know people don't, but I'm just saying that's what it all boils down to.
You know what it is.
It's common sense. And treating people the way you want to be treated.
Here's why our generation is lucky. Because when we grew up, at least where I grew up in an ethnic family.
Yes, you did.
Everybody came over. You know, everybody spoke, you know, Italian. They spoke all these, you know, my 3% Irish. But no, everybody came over.
Well, you come from a big Italian family.
Had to, you know, it was just, you were taught these things from the old country. And as generations are born and people assimilate, people lose these values.
Are you teaching your kids these values?
Absolutely.
Your family?
Oh, you better believe it. Yeah. You want to know why? Because they're surrounded by my close group of people who have taught them and honor, loyalty, trust. Okay, trust, honor, loyalty.
You know what, though? Here's the other part of this, too. You can tell who your close, real friends are and the people who deserve your treatment. You can tell them by the way that they treat you. Do unto others you'd have them do to you. The people who would take a bullet for you are the people you would take a bullet for, and you know who they are. And obviously, this real estate person's not that person. Not at all.
It was just, folks, if you're just tuning in, we started this conversation off because I just think that, you know, there has to be more honorable people. You have to have honor. You have to have respect. There has to be code out there. You just got to treat people better and not tell somebody you're going to do something like someone did to me. And then turn around and screw you. Because I had a real estate person tell me, if somebody makes an offer on this piece of property, and this has been going on for years, we're going to tell you, And they sold it, never told me about it.
I'm going to tell you this much.
I'm still upset about it.
I think you had too much green bean casserole because, you know, this is a law show and we've now gone 12 and a half minutes not talking a stitch of law whatsoever.
But this is law. You want
to
know why?
Kind of
this is a law of human nature.
Okay.
You know where, what's.
That was good.
You like that?
I like that one.
You want to know loyalty? My German shepherds.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, can I tell you something?
You can tell me something.
Oh, man. They scare me sometimes.
Okay.
And I'm their owner.
What's their names?
Not telling
you. That's what I
thought. We have to go to break.
Yep.
Do we have any law to get to on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show?
I hope so. We got two more segments.
But, Craig, I can tell you this, as long as I've known you,
okay,
I consider you a close friend. I'm not letting you into the inner circle. Okay.
Oh, you're not going to take a bullet for me? Damn.
No. I'm not letting you into that inner circle, but you've crossed over layers at this point. And I can say Craig Russell is an honorable guy, and I mean that sincerely.
Thank you very much.
Let's go to break.
Bye.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Craig, we're going to have a honorable, gentler, softer third segment on our post-Thanksgiving show.
I'm ready for a nap. I don't know about you, man.
During the break, though, we had a good conversation about loyalty, honor, and friendship.
That's true.
And you agree that there are different levels of friendship.
Of course there are.
And how do you define that?
I would say you've got your close inner circle, family, friends, the people you would take a bullet for. And then there's good friends. People maybe don't see all the time, but you still...
But you like them, you go out with them, you do things.
You talk to them. You know, the kind of friends that you can not see for 10 years, pick right back up where you left off. And I've got a couple of those friends that I, matter of fact, saw just a couple of weeks ago.
My buddy Big Hair is moving up the circle of...
Is he?
He's very honorable. I love Big Hair, a.k.a. Vince Neil, since we're playing hair music today.
That's right.
But you meet people in your life, and they gain your trust, your loyalty, and they move up into your inner circle.
That's correct.
I keep thinking of Meet the Fockers, but I'm not trying to be funny here. I'm being serious.
Yeah, I understand.
You know, I'm very cautious because I'm out there. I meet a lot of people. I have a lot of clients, a lot of friends. I like a lot of my clients. We're friendly.
Right. You're acquaintances.
I have to keep that professional relationship because you can't cross that line.
Exactly.
And when you take care of people who are vulnerable,
right,
you have to understand and respect the vulnerability.
Sure.
And make sure that nobody in your organization, your law firm, yourself, take advantage of their vulnerability.
Exactly.
Because I'm dealing with families and individuals who make poor choices.
And who are depending on you to help them.
And you want to know something?
And not take advantage of them.
You know, I may not be able to go to trial because it might not be a tribal case, but people just want to know that everything's going to be okay.
That's right.
And I told them, I say, Craig, you know what? Everything is going to be okay. And that's what they need. And that's what they need to hear.
That's right.
Okay.
Well, that's that reassuringness. That's, you know, that again, hence why you're a very good lawyer and why why a lot of people put their trust in you. And you help them with their problems and help them out.
I was a paper boy at age 11.
Okay.
Detroit, Free Press, Detroit News. I had to pick up my papers at 9 in Coolidge on Saturday mornings at like 6 o'clock. I had to stuff the Sunday comics. I had apartment complexes as my route. Mm-hmm. And then after all us paper boys did our routes, we would go eat at the Landmark restaurant. I don't know if you ever, it was on 10 in Greenfield, 10 F in Greenfield.
Never.
So then I became a lifeguard. And then I was a waiter for 10 years. And worked at Domino's Pizza also. I delivered a lot of Domino's Pizza. I've made a lot of pizzas. Worked at Merry-Go-Round. I was a lifeguard, wash cars. I'm a blue-collar through-and-through kid. Thus, I'm a blue-collar lawyer. I pull up in a truck. People say, oh, I thought you were going to be in a Beamer. I go, do I look like I drive a BMW? I got a big old two-ton pickup truck.
Sometimes
with a tool. You see that?
Sometimes you got your hair slicked back, and I've seen you in some pretty nice suits before. You kind of got a little look for the Beamer look.
I got a toolbox in my truck. People ask, what's in a toolbox? It's my bike gear.
It's tools.
No, it's not. It's for my mountain bikes.
I know, but I'm just saying. What do you got in that toolbox?
Tools.
Oh, thank you.
We have another question from another listener.
We do. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
The question is, I'm pregnant and I'm a medical marijuana card holder. I'm not making this. Oh, wait. Is this not an email?
No, I see it.
It came through at centralmichiganlawyer@gmail.com.
That's right.
I'm pregnant. I'm a card holder. If there's THC in my baby, if my child is tested, will my parental rights be terminated? And the answer is no. As long as there's no other circumstances and, you know, you're not doing other types of, they have a legal right to possess it. They have immunity.
Okay.
But as long as there's no other substances and no other circumstances, there's no abuse, you know, and whatnot, and there's no reason for the doctor to be cautious based upon their observations and physical examinations of your newborn, then you should be okay. I don't do parental rights termination cases.
No,
but there was a case that went up to the Court of Appeals in Michigan recently, and it was an interesting case because the lady had twins, and she had her parental rights terminated.
Really?
But because she had THC in her system, but she was not a card holder, but there were a lot of other circumstances that led to the termination. Her argument was that under the Michigan Medical Marijuana Act, which she didn't have protections under because she wasn't a card holder,
right,
that she should have been protected. So anyhow, the Court of Appeals affirmed lower courts.
Kind of almost a guilt by association, just because since she should have been a cardholder and should have had the immunity, they argued that she should have gotten it, even though she didn't have
it. I have a good friend in town, Sarah Spencer Noggle. She's an attorney here in Mount Pleasant.
Okay.
She does a great job. So she's my go-to for a lot of these questions and answers. So attorney Sarah Spencer Noggle, great lawyer. You know, John Devine also, I call John Devine quite a bit. Great guy.
You ever watch that TV show Pawn Stars?
Gazi Alec.
You ever watch that Pawn Stars show?
Say Porn Stars?
Pawn Stars.
Now, you know what?
The guys who own the pawn shop in Las Vegas.
We have a pawn shop as a sponsor.
I know we do.
Yeah. New Millennium Pawn Shop in Mount Pleasant.
So that pawn shop in Las Vegas, they sometimes will bring in experts. They have people come in, you know, somebody will come in and say, hey, this is a signed album from all the Beatles.
But what makes them an expert? Because they say they're an expert? Wait, Craig, I'm going to interrupt you right now. ADD moment. I'm tired of experts on these shows saying they're experts when I don't even know their qualifications. Go ahead. What say you?
It's a TV show, man. I'm just saying it's a TV show. Don't bite my head off. I'm not the one bringing in the experts. But these experts will come in and will, you know, verify whether, say, you know, somebody's, you know, these four Beatles signatures are legit or not, et cetera, et cetera. These lawyers, like the Sarah lawyer that you were just talking about, these are your
great lawyer.
These are your go-to people. They're the ones that we should bring when you have some of these questions. We should bring them in and have it be like the guys that come in on Pawn Stars when they're experts. These are your experts.
We need to have probate lawyers on the show. Pat Richards, Social Security, disability, personal injury lawyers. We need to broaden the Todd L. Levitt Law Show horizons here.
I would agree with that.
This is our post-Thanksgiving show, so we're usually talking more law, more cannabis. But you know what?
We're ready for a nap.
I'm not. I'm fired up.
Okay.
I'm just ready to go.
I'm glad you are.
Yeah. I didn't have turkey for Thanksgiving. I had pizza.
Dude, I had turkey Thursday, Friday. Couldn't have it on Saturday, but I've had some more this morning. Yeah. I already had. You know what else is really good to do with leftover turkey? I know you don't like leftovers. Turkey soup with it. Turkey soup.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
You and I... Right. We're out to eat.
All right.
We live together.
Okay.
I'm just saying, hypothetically.
All right.
Or Ernie,
it's
okay.
Quite hypothetical, but okay, go ahead.
You bring a leftover home.
All right.
It's sitting in the refrigerator.
Okay.
And you're not, a day goes by.
All right.
You're not eating it.
Okay.
Do I have a right to just eat your leftovers without asking?
Is there a legal stand on this?
No, this is not a legal question. This is more of, is this morality here or is this honor?
I would say you don't have a legal right to eat it. Even though it's sitting in the fridge.
You bring it home, it's yours.
That's right. It's my leftovers. And you don't like leftovers. So.
I don't eat. Well, you know what? The best leftovers is pizza.
I agree with that.
I like pizza.
Leftover pizza.
Pizza?
Yeah, pizza. Leftover pizza.
Yeah. I would say if I bring home leftovers, they're my leftovers. If I choose not to eat my leftovers, do not eat my leftovers.
I'm not going to eat your leftovers, but don't eat my leftovers.
I'm not going to eat your leftovers. Well, in fact, if you go shopping and bring home cereal, I'm not even going to sneak your cereal.
What crazy alternate universe are we living together? Just out of curiosity, the one that we're bringing
I don't think
home
we'll food. Ever live together.
I don't think so either.
No, because we're not those. If we were in college, would we live together?
Well, it's a different story. College roommates, you know, that's a totally
Well, why would it be different if we were in college as opposed to now?
Because you have a lifestyle that I don't know anything about, and I want to keep it that way.
Wait a minute.
Keep it that way.
What are you talking about?
I'm a respected radio personality.
What are you talking about?
Respected radio
what
personality.
What am I?
You're a respected...
Toasted Oats Cheerios over here?
Yeah, those are pretty good, Toasted Oats Cheerios. Now, you're a respected lawyer in the community.
Wait, I have a lifestyle? What do you think I do every day?
I don't know.
When I'm not on the show or not being a lawyer.
I know you're riding your bike.
Well, there you go. Running, what is so unlifestyle about that?
I didn't say that there was anything about that. I was just, you know, just coming out with something. Hey, we should probably go to
You're going party. Circa 1982 right now.
Possibly.
What does that mean when you see circa on TV, 1982?
That means back to that time. It's a Latin word, and I couldn't tell you exactly what I think, but I think it means referencing to that time period.
Collateral estoppel. Res judicata.
What is that?
Latin. It's legal terms.
Oh, okay.
Corpus delicti. How about corpus delicti? Do you know what that is?
Corpus delicti.
Yeah.
I think your body is good to eat.
Close enough. There has to be something more. Corpus delicti. It's Latin.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a legal term.
I want to take a break and you tell me what that means when we come back.
All right. We'll be right back.
Sit down.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, broadcasting once again from the mothership, Black Diamond Mothership, in the middle of the mitten in a beautiful green nutrient field, Craig. We don't say that enough because this field looks fantastic.
Oh, it is. It is legit. Well, you know what part of that is?
Look at all the hemp.
You know what part of it is?
I just say hemp?
You did say hemp.
Yeah, we don't have...
It also has to do with turkeys. Have you ever been to a turkey farm before where they grow turkeys?
No.
There is one outside of Mancelona, a turkey farm. 20 years ago, I was doing a morning show out of Gaylord, all right? And I went and did my morning show at this turkey farm. Funniest thing I ever saw. You walk in, and there's literally 1,000 turkeys in this bin thing. And they're all, gobble, 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 gobble. And if you, like, go, hey, they'll stop gobbling. It gets dead quiet, and all of a sudden you hear, gobble, gobble.
That's great.
Gobble, 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 gobble. And they'll start gobbling again. That's why the nutrient film field is so cool.
Never been to a turkey farm. I'm still trying to locate the alpaca farm.
Oh, those are fun, too.
Whatever happened to alpacas? They were all over the TV. Hey, get your alpaca today. They're a great business, and they'll multiply like rabbits, the alpacas. I actually met a lady up in Traverse City who has alpacas. And speaking of Traverse City, nice segue here.
Yeah.
Rock 105's out of Traverse City.
And 95.5.
Smitty.
Yeah.
Cartman. This is Cartman on Rock 105.
That's right.
What's going on, Craig Russell? Yeah. That's the horrible impression. I love Cartman.
He'll be yelling at me next time.
Traverse City. Okay, look. Love TC.
Yep.
Love the men and women. Love everyone. I have a lot of fraternity brothers up there.
Beautiful area.
But here's my complaint.
Okay.
I don't think Traverse City, and they didn't build the road system up to coincide with the population. Okay, that's a problem with Metro Detroit. Hold on. Metro Detroit, where I was born and raised, 10 Mile Road. I mean, I grew up over at 7 and Lazar by Edgewater Park until I moved across 8 Mile and grew up at 10 Mile. Metro Detroit, that was the issue. They never, and we're the Motor City, they never built the highways to handle all that growth. Traverse City, man, when I was at the Iceman, I felt like the traffic was horrible. It wasn't just because there was people in town. There's just too many people. I got there on a Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
There's just the roads. There's too many people.
It's just like that in general.
Like,
there
was why? Everybody wants to get away from traffic. They move there, and they're moving into traffic.
There was an article on the Traverse City Ticker, which is a website.
Oh, is this an issue?
This is an issue.
Well, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have to know something about Traverse City. In the last 10 years, the population of Traverse City and Grand Traverse County has almost doubled.
That's what I'm saying. Time. Open the roads up.
Those roads were never built for, you drive down 8th Street, you drive down Garfield, those roads, the way they built those roads, it was not built for the traffic that they have now. Because I don't know if they ever knew it was going to be as big as it
is. So what do they do? There's nowhere to go.
At some point.
No, there's nowhere to go.
No, at some point, they're going to have to start building out more roads. They're going to have to build that Hammond-Hartman out connection that connects the bridge. That's a bypass of the city. They're going to have to build.
Oh, you know what? Okay, is that something they've been talking about
for 20 years?
Building a over that. Top connector like Chicago, Toronto.
They're going to have to do some of that kind of stuff at some
because
point.
Because the traffic was
it's crazy.
I'm thinking, okay, wait a minute. I'm born and raised in the D. Grew up there, worked for 12 years as an attorney.
Yep.
I've been on the Lodge, Southwood Freeway. I've been stuck in Metro Detroit traffic.
Yep.
Nothing came close except Traverse City reminded me of just the congestion and nowhere to go.
Well, and that's...
And I love Traverse City. It's so beautiful.
And think about when during, say, like the National Cherry Festival, there's 250,000 people in town. You're dealing with it. Right now, you know, there's in Traverse City proper, there's about 20,000 year-round residents. But in the summer or when big events are going on, that explodes to about 100,000. That town is not built for it. They're going to have to do more. And they don't want to do it because they don't want to lose that small town charm. But they're not going
to
have a choice.
I will not stop going to Traverse City. I love going up there. I love going to Timber Ridge. I mean, I still frequent Traverse City area. Mm-hmm. The wineries. You got the Leland up there. You got some great places. My buddy Pat Lamb's up there. Townie.
That's another thing. All the peninsula, both on the Old Mission Peninsula, they're trying so hard to keep that to where it does not get over urbanized.
How's traffic up there?
It's not nearly as bad because there's not as many people that live up in that area, but still they're trying to keep it that small town feel, and it's hard to do. They're never going to be able to do it. Another 20 or 30 years, they're going to have to build. The population's going to double again because it's a popular area to be. They're going to have to build more roads.
Yeah. By the way, do you see what, as we're talking here?
Fuzz. Where was
no,
that
that's
fuzz?
Goose. That's from my coat.
Oh, no, I thought it was from your sleeping bag.
Have you? I am still sleeping in a sleeping bag instead of a comforter right now.
Your goose down sleeping bag.
No, I have. You've seen my Columbia blue
right.
goose coat that I got at the Chicago Columbia store a couple years ago. I look like a Smurf.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of people coming up to me and pulling out the goose that the other day at my office, one of my assistants that I work with actually came up to me and pulled a piece of the goose out of my beautiful fluffy goose down Columbia coat and opened up the floodgate. That was the last piece that was holding back the floodgate. Goose down went everywhere. So now as I walk around, people see goose feathers. I mean, I don't know where they're coming from. Do you see any goose on me? I don't see any goose feathers. My coat's not even, do you see my blue coat?
I'm a goose. I'm a goose. You know what I love about your office, Todd? I love about your office that you play duck, duck, goose in the office with your big down coat. Oh, you had to go get the coat. Here's the coat. Are you cold? See, it's not that big and puffy.
I thought it was
going to be a lot bigger.
My coat was puffy. But now okay. Look, people can't see this. Hold on.
The little flex there. You ought to complain to Mama, whatever her name is, Boyle, the lady who runs the Columbia place, that your coat is.
Yeah. This coat. There's so much goose down flying around my office right now because my assistant opened up the floodgates of my coat. So we were talking about Traverse City, and all of a sudden you kept swooshing.
I saw
attention span is bad enough.
I know.
That keep your hands on the table. When we're having a conversation, don't even move. Is that fair to say?
Do you see me going anywhere?
No.
I'm here. I'm not going anywhere.
But look, this is our post-Thanksgiving show.
And you know
we're having fun.
And you know what we've forgotten to do? What is the spirit of Thanksgiving? Giving thanks. Todd L. Levitt, this time of year, around the holidays, what are you thankful for?
Do I have to, is it necessary only to give thanks only after Thanksgiving or on Thanksgiving? Because
it's the time you do it.
It has nothing to do. Thanksgiving has nothing to be thankful for anything. That's not the meaning of Thanksgiving to begin with.
What is the meaning of Thanksgiving?
Well, it's been disputed.
Okay, I'd like to hear you dispute it.
I'm not disputing anything.
Okay.
Didn't start with, here's a history. You're putting me on the spot
here.
Look. You see the little cartoons in the books in school of Christopher Columbus coming over, meeting the Native Americans.
Christopher Columbus?
Yeah. Isn't that where?
No, start with the Pilgrims, but thanks. Pilgrims came.
Craig Russell, who do you think brought the Pilgrims to this country?
The Pilgrims? Not Christopher Columbus. It was 150 years before. Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492. The Pilgrims landed on Plymouth Rock in 1620. You don't have to be too good at math to figure out. I don't think Christopher Columbus was around 140 years.
Wow.
I'm telling you.
Wow.
I'm just telling you. And in actuality, Thanksgiving was declared a national holiday in 1864 by Lincoln before he was shot. It was Thanksgiving around the time of the Civil War. But it's the Pilgrims who came over on Plymouth Rock, 1620. Came over in the Mayflower from England. They were.
Okay, Craig.
What?
I don't know. Look, all I'm saying is Pilgrims, Christopher Columbus. First of all, the Native Americans have been here for tens of thousands of years.
Sure. Yeah.
So the question is, who really discovered America?
Well, yeah.
That's the question.
I would agree.
So going back to
what had nothing to do with the Pilgrims.
But why is Thanksgiving? You're not being you know what you're being thankful for? On Veterans Day, Memorial Day. That's when I give thanks to our veterans. I don't thank anybody on Thanksgiving. What am I supposed to be thankful for anything on Thanksgiving? It's not the meaning of Thanksgiving.
Okay, Charlie Brown, what is the meaning of Thanksgiving then?
To be with family and friends and celebrate.
Giving thanks.
No.
How about that?
No. That's not.
I'm going to start calling you
liars. No, let's just totally be serious here for a minute.
Okay.
What is the meaning of Thanksgiving? You be honest right now with the listeners.
The meaning of Thanksgiving? Yeah. It's a day to give thanks. That's why it was made a national holiday in the 1860s by Lincoln. It was designed to be, and it's also part of when the Pilgrims came over, they were met by the Native Americans and they were thankful for the fellowship and the friendship that they created in leaving the religious.
I'm going to take another shot at it
though. Okay.
I'm going to say, okay, it's an expression of gratitude because the word thanks, let's just talk. Okay. Let me think as an attorney.
Okay.
Thanksgiving. Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you.
To be thankful is to have gratitude.
Okay.
So I'm going to say Thanksgiving means you should have gratitude. But I think if you go back in time and you do your research, it also had to be thankful for, you're observing a higher power. So I think there may be some religious aspects into it, but you're definitely grateful for what you have. I think that's the meaning of Thanksgiving, and you give back. So you're thankful and giving. Thanksgiving. There you go.
That was
my interpretation.
That's all I wanted to know is what you're thankful for. I didn't know we were going to
You put me on a spot.
I didn't know we were going to become the History Channel.
I'm just saying.
Here and dispute the history of Thanksgiving.
So are you saying that when Christopher Columbus sailed, he didn't land in America. He landed in off the coast. He didn't land in what we call the United States.
He landed
right
in Florida, yeah.
No, he didn't.
He did?
No, he didn't.
Sure he did. He was looking for a passage to China, and he hit Florida.
He did not hit Florida.
He did.
So, Chris, am I right, though? Christopher Columbus did never land on the mainland. I believe he landed in the Caribbean now, islands.
It's close.
And he had, I think, four attempts, right? Is that correct?
But I think you're a little confused between Christopher Columbus and the Pilgrims. Pilgrims are like 140 years
later. Excuse me, it was like 400-600 years ago. I mean, my brain is in this millennium here.
Yeah, you're right. It was about 600 years ago.
Oh, yeah. So you agree.
1492 is when Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue. It's a song. And 1620 is when at Plymouth Rock, that's where the Pilgrims landed. Christopher Columbus came from Spain, was looking for a passage to India. Pilgrims were looking to come to a new country to escape religious
I'm looking for a passage to a gas station where they have crushed ice.
There you go.
There, that's a nice you transition.
That's what you
no, you know your history.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy man. Thanksgiving. That's and right. Look, I'm thankful for a lot.
I know.
I'm so thankful to be able to come and do the show each week and provide entertainment and information to the listeners all over the universe.
And I'm thankful that I've got my health and got friends and family, good co-workers and good listeners and all that kind of stuff.
Everybody out there, have a happy, healthy afternoon, evening, morning. Be safe.
Yep.
And spend time with family. We'll see you same time next week right here on 98.5 UPS.
And on Rock 105 and 95.5, we just rock.
Podcasting on iTunes, Podbean, SoundCloud, Radio FM, and Google Play.
That's right.
So you can download the app from the App Store.
Listen to it anytime, day or night.
It's called the podcast app.
That's right.
Type in the show.
All right.
And it's free.
Girls, girls, girls. Motley Crue taking us out.
Take us out. I'm not just a litigator. I'm an advocator. Craig Russell, fun show. We'll come back strong next week with some law. I'm an advocator.
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show, brought to you by Chad Malley Well Drilling of Rosebush, Clark Modular Homes, your most experienced and trusted builder of Mount Pleasant, Harrison Power Sports, Central Michigan's fastest growing full line Arctic Cat dealer, Dr. Robert Townsend and Denali Healthcare for your alternative healthcare needs, Clear Vision Windows, Siding, Roofing, and Attic Insulation of Midland, offering free estimates and easy financing, and New Millennium Pawn Shop in Mount Pleasant, paying top dollar for gold and silver.
Opinions expressed on this radio program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station.